You know what's worse than Sunday scaries? Saturday scaries. I messaged a guy that I did not talk to for like 8 years. Literally like hooked up with him like 8 years ago. And I randomly thought about him. Like, you know, like when you're single at like 28, you start thinking about, oh, maybe from the past, like this is a good guy. Yeah, no. This is what went down. First I messaged him, hey stranger. He said, sorry, who's this? I said, Leah Bars. And then when I sent, well, I said Leah, haha. And then I said Bars. And then when I sent Bars, it didn't say delivered. So I was like, did he block me? So then I did this. I went to his Venmo and I sent him a dollar and I said, did you block me? And then he unblocked me and said, what's up? This is random. And I said, well, why did you block me? He said, why are you texting me? I said, whoa, I don't know, to catch up. He's like, it's been 8 years. I said, damn, I didn't know people couldn't talk again. My I said, well, why did you block me? He said, why are you texting me? I said, whoa, I don't know, to catch up. He's like, it's been 8 years. I said, damn, I didn't know people couldn't talk again. My bad. He was like, I have a wife and kids now. Plot twist, my bad. He said, think you're a weirdo. I said, right back at ya. And then the conversation just ended and honestly woke up mortified. Simply mortified. So please stitch this with any other stories that you have that are similar or worse than this so it makes me feel better about my.
She really thought he would be there waiting for her 8 years later? Really? This is unbelievable, and this is what modern women are struggling with, because due to social media and simps, they now believe that their options are endless, and there will always be a good guy waiting for them when they are ready to settle, but the reality is showing her something different. The lucky woman was the one who saw his value and decided to build a family with him. Now I wish this young lady good luck in her search for another good guy. I always delete women from my contacts or life when they break up with me. People always laughed at me for how hard about it I am. She made the choice. That's fine. I'm just enforcing her decision. It's worked out well for me. When women want to settle down with a good guy, they go through their list of men they've friend-zoned, hoping to get a man to settle down with. Nothing to do with love, of course. Every cell in the human body is replaced within 7 years, and yet she thought some part of him still wanted to catch up. Time for her to start collecting the neighborhood stray cats. The phrase, hey stranger, is supposed to be used ironically. In her case, she actually was a stranger who meant nothing to the man. Clueless. LOL. It sounds like the guy wasn't even an ex-boyfriend. Seems like they just hooked up once or twice and then never spoke again. And she thought 8 years later he would still be around waiting for her? Like he didn't do anything with his life, but wait for her to hit him up again?
He literally tended to every single thing that I asked for and I needed. Every little detail
really?
He picked up on. And that made me want him really bad. I was like, damn, like he pays attention.
Did
like
you smash?
He really pays attention to every little thing.
Chris asked, did you smash?
I didn't, no.
Okay. All right, yo. And I guarantee there's guys that didn't pay attention to anything you do, and they fuck. So anyway.
In the long term, I would be more interested in the man that tried harder.
Fantastic, but guess what? He's not gonna get that long-term chance that he did everything right.
In a few years, when she is ready to settle, this is the type of man she will be looking for. They don't secure a good guy when he is available to them, and then they will make a video asking where they can find the same men they rejected years ago. Most women claiming that they can't find a good man don't know that the opportunity to secure such men was given to them a while ago, but they declined it. Yeah, deep down chicks love a man that gives them zero attention. Nice guys finish last, always. So the guy who cared for you, you decided not to reward him? But guys who don't care at all about you, will you give up your prize easily to them? After she hits the wall and realizes she has to compete with women younger and more beautiful, her whole attitude is gonna change. Good guys finish last with women. It's up to the women if they want to change this narrative. Moral of the story, don't try too hard. Don't put in too much effort if you're not appreciated. He is in the friend zone for sure. I don't know why some guys place themselves in this position. We all agree that Chad and Tyrone would never do that, and this is why they get the best of them. Guys, stop overdoing things. You don't have to do that. She is literally dancing and leaning back while on his shoulder, and this is the man she will call boring. This guy will be able to skip leg day for a long time. I wonder what is stronger, their relationship or his neck. How dare she lean back? He got the whole world on his shoulders. Bro is deadlifting in a party. He can skip leg day for sure. Friend zone. Bro be doing one of the 12 labors of Hercules. He's living the dream. Do you think that the cowboy guy would get a band to sing for her? We all know the answer to that question. Remember, make sure you don't overdo things. Also, we must know when to quit and when to let it go. He paid for the band, he might as well finish it. Better now than later, and committed. His friend kept filming because he told him already about her. This is sad and funny AF at the same time. When she comes out and gives you the sign to stop, you had a chance before, but now you don't. Nice guys finish last. That new dude ain't spending as much money, time, or showing her as much interest. Don't fall in love.
I have a question. Why is it that nobody treats you better than the guy you don't want to be with? Okay.
Because he only want to get your attention. It's not forever. It's temporary. Because we have been hurt by the bad ones and we don't see the good ones anymore. Having the same problem. You're asking the wrong way. Say why a woman doesn't like the guy who treats her well. Because she likes the bad guys. That's the answer. Until you start to like him, he changes. Because in reality you don't want to be treated like a queen, and nice guys always finish last.
Good boys or bad boys?
Bad boys.
What made you not want him? I thought he was too nice.
Most girls won't admit this, but for your sake, I will. I hate nice guys.
There is a fine line between being a nice guy and a good man. The typical nice guy exhibits primarily feminine traits, and he desires nothing above being accepted by others. He is a people pleaser, submissive, willing to sacrifice his self-respect, even at the expense of right and wrong, so long as he wins approval. He is mistaken for being virtuous when he is simply as harmless as a mouse. Now the good man portrays virility. He is capable of being both compassionate and critical towards others when either is most necessary, even to his loved ones. Merciful when he can be, and just when he must be. He is not concerned with being praised by the masses, but instead prioritizes living an honorable and noble life. He does not kowtow to anything beneath righteousness, including the seductive powers of a woman. He is mistaken for being heartless by the weakest of society, when he is in fact the very thing which keeps civilization from collapsing into hellish chaos. Be a good man.
They always complain about guys breaking their hearts and guys don't treat them right. I wonder why. So they want bad guys, and later they even complain about being cheated and blame that all men are the same. One question to all girls: what if you get a bad boy for a lifetime as your life partner? Will you survive? Girls want a bad guy, but a good woman will choose a good man. I'm working on myself to be a good man. Not a nice guy. Not all girls are the same. I prefer a nice guy. Thanks for watching. If you like the video, subscribe to give me more motivation, and you will not miss my daily post.